My guest at this time is Bart Corman. He is a state representative in the state of Missouri. He is also gaining attention here early in 2016 for his legislative proposal that would classify sex between lawmakers and lobbyists as a gift, meaning that such activity would have to be reported to the State Ethics Commission. He joins me now to explain the thinking behind the legislation and what he hopes it would achieve. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
No problem, Greg.
Why did you decide to introduce this legislation?
Well, Greg, what I decided to do is look at the law and that there was really no statute against a relationship like that. And so after the allegations of some of the members of the General Assembly last year and a priority of having ethics reform as a discussion this year, kind of put the two subjects together and put this bill forward.
What sort of reaction have you gotten so far?
A lot of members think that it's a good bill. However, I've got no co-sponsorships on it, so we'll see how that changes in time. But there's, you know, a few snickers here and there as well, and quite a few members of the press calling. So,
what do you see as the level of this being a problem right now? How intertwined physically and politically are lobbyists and lawmakers?
I don't think there's very much of that activity, but you always hear of a situation or two out there, you know, of rumors that you don't know if that exists or not. But after last year's situation, I figured maybe it's time to put something like this forth.
Is the ultimate goal to make sure that doesn't happen or to make sure that people know about it if it does?
Well, both. One, I think if a relationship like that occurs, I think the citizens of Missouri should know that it's going on. But two, hopefully with the reporting process, that it would deter that type of activity altogether, which would be probably the best thing for everyone.
For those who haven't had to file anything with the State Ethics Commission, what exactly would have to be divulged?
I put it to zero value because I put it into the ethics current reporting system because I didn't want to create a bigger bureaucracy here in Missouri. But so the lobbyists are required to report any gift activity on a monthly basis.
And what's the punishment for not reporting it?
I don't know exactly what that punishment is. I'm not a lobbyist, so I don't know what that is. But I'm sure there's a fine in place at least. But I do not know.
Do you get the sense, even apart from a physical or sexual level, that there's too close of a relationship between lobbyists and some members in terms of the influence they have on the process?
It's an interesting process here that's different. I think governmental-type situation in lawmaking is probably different than any other process out there. And so it's one that is interactive, and lobbyists are just as much a part of the process as citizens because, you know, a lot of citizens have an organization that hire a lobbyist to watch what's going on here on a daily basis. They have knowledge that brings forth from their aspect, as well as lawmakers have their constituencies. So it's an interesting configuration of how lawmaking works.
As far as you know, has this been done in any other states?
We've been doing some research, and we couldn't find anything. Other than in North Carolina, there was a request for a clarification on what sex actually was in definition, if it fell in as a gift or not.
Real quickly, before we let you go, where does this go from here? Do you need a co-sponsor before this heads to committee or anywhere else? What happens right now?
The more co-sponsors you get, the more the speaker and the chairman that has the bill would know that there's support for it. But it has been, the speaker did refer it to committee. And so now it'll be up to the committee chairman to see if he wants to have a hearing on the bill or not.
Representative Corman, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
All right. Thanks.
Missouri State Representative Bart Corman. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.